This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, Rhea Wechter.
Yes.
I mean, he's your, you guys, I know, have great affection for each other. You have
my
worked.
My best work friend, my best friend.
You've worked the longest here with him.
Yes.
Rhea, the floor is yours, Joe Wechter.
So my favorite story actually happened off air with Joe Wechter. We were on Willow Street, and there was a massive snowstorm coming in. And so they put us up. Look, he's already smiling. They put us up at, I think, the Comfort Inn overlooking Delaware Ave and 95. Well, Joe and I realized there was no restaurant at this hotel. So I said, dude, we got to get food. So we hit this deli because stuff was already closing down because the storm was going to be really bad. So we went in, we grabbed a bunch of hoagies, couple of six packs. We went into the hotel. We grabbed as much ice as we could, filled up the bathtub, put the hoagies in it, and then watch cars wipe out on 95 because we were looking over. It was like, I always call it fun for poor people, but that was... I had my first brand new car was a Chevy Tracker, and we come out in the morning and there's a foot of snow in front of the arm that opens the gate to get out. And Wechter and I look at it, I go, well, what are we going to do? And he goes, well, I got to swipe it to open the arm up, and then you're going to have to gun it and go through, but also make a right-hand turn. I went up on two wheels. I careened in, and Joe comes walking down the street, gets the car, goes, good job, let's go to work. It was the funniest thing ever.
What year do you think that was?
Oh, Joe, we were 90s. Yeah, it was 90s. It was mid 90s.
Because we had that massive storm, and we had one in 93, one in 95, and one in 96.
It might have been 96.
96 was the one during the Eagles Cowboys playoff game.
No.
So the game was down there.
No, I was on the morning show. So it was maybe after that. I forget whatever the storm it was, but it was the most. We were hungover. We made it through, and we had eaten like three hoagies each because there was no food.
Well, we honor Wechter today. Al's going to be in here in about 5 minutes. Jonesy in a half hour, and Angelo at 9. By the way, it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake studio. So as we also talk Phillies baseball, because the season starts in a week, you know, one of the points I made earlier is I'm not even certain that I want the Phillies to win the division. Normally you want your team to win as many games, win the division, but it's complicated because of, you know, you see these teams with the buys that get clipped early in the playoffs, like the Phillies last year. We had Dave Dombrowski on the show 2 weeks ago, and we talked to Dombrowski about this issue, actually at some length, for about 3 minutes. Listen to this exchange with us and Dave Dombrowski batting around the concept of, do you even want to win the division? What's the best path to try to win it all? Here is Dombrowski with us 2 weeks ago.
Is it better to win the division or not? So let's talk about this for a second. If you win the division and get a bye, which two of the three teams get a bye, you have advanced in the playoffs beyond the first round, but you're waiting 5, 6, 7 days to play a game. Is it better to win the division or not?
Well, you're going to try to win the division. That's the way it is, because you're going to try to win every game you possibly can.
Yeah.
And I the way I answer that question, which is taking an easy way out. because my wife asked me this question too.
It's a valid question. There are a lot of teams, including before last year, the Dodgers would get clipped in their first series. The Braves were getting clipped in their first series. The Yankees. I mean, it's happened a lot new format.
A lot. Right. That's why.
So James is on the record saying, like, he really thinks it might be better for you to be a wild card team. I mean, James, do you really believe that, James?
I'm torn on it, obviously, but yeah, look, the only two postseasons they went as a wild card, we've gone further. I mean, the team has played hot. I think more than anything, you have to be peaking in September and October.
But and part of peaking is not waiting for a week.
My point is having to win that wild card, having to fight for it, and then getting in. Like
the Eagles just played in the wild card round and won a Super Bowl.
They did, but it's a different sport, and it's a different – it's different. All right, so, Dave, what do you think?
Here's my answer to it, which will encompass a lot there. I would rather go into the wild card if you guaranteed me we win the first round.
But that's a great – you're right.
That's fair.
Because then you're rolling.
Then I'm rolling.
Even though you're playing the next series on the road in game one.
I don't care.
Yeah. I agree
because
with that.
Really,
that's where I'm at.
Really, it's.
But you can't guarantee it.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Because it's in a short series, in a three-game series, anything can happen.
Yeah.
You know, even much more so. So that's why, if you told me, I'd rather win the division and I take my chances, and I would like to approach that. Okay, how do we come in hot and play well and that after a five-day layoff? Frankly, I have not been with clubs that have been very successful at that. I've struggled with that.
That's interesting.
At times. Wow. And even when we've lost two times in the World Series, when we were just had great clubs and we had 7 days off, when I was with the Tigers 1 year, and actually twice with the Tigers in 2006 and 2012, we won, marched through in four games, and we had in the ALCS at that point, so we had 6 or 7 days off. And everybody was picking us to be the favorite, and we scuffled. Mm. And it was from the offensive perspective. One time we struggled with defense as far as pitching was concerned. We do everything we can. We work hard. We were ready to do it. And it can be done. Look at the Dodgers did it, right, last year. Mm-hmm. So they ended up advancing in that regard. So it can be done. But those best of three, they really scare you. Because if anything can happen, and all of a sudden one of your guys has a bad outing, and now it's... Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Your season's on the line. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what my choice would be. But if I had to choose one or the other, I'd still rather win the division.
It's a fascinating dynamic. That was our interaction with Dave Dombrowski 2 weeks ago. Look, you can react to that. I mean, it's something we'll talk a lot about in August to September because it probably will be close. There's three really good teams in this division, Phillies, Braves, and Mets. They all have a shot to win the division. Two of them will probably be a wild card. Which do you prefer? I mean... You got the guy running baseball operations with the Phillies saying, yeah, I want it, but he gave me a lot of reasons why it might be better the other way. Pretty amazing. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, as we honor Joe Wechter today, and by the way, it's 94WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studio, we welcome another of Joe's longtime cohorts, the prior morning show. We know him. We love him. I think he loves Wechter, Mr. Al Morgani. Good morning, Al.
How's everything going? You guys gave Conklin an open mic.
Yeah, I know.
What the hell is wrong with you? Do you know you could be off the air by 10?
Stop that.
We could be fired by 8:30.
Wechter's job was to be a policeman, and now you let the criminal in here with him. This is Catholics and criminals right there to my left.
It's going to be not just Wechter's last day, all of our last day together.
Al, you're going to be back starting next week. You and Angela are going to be back.
No.
No. Al, do you miss the morning show?
No.
Take all the time you need.
I mean, I know.
Think that through, Al.
No. I don't miss it at all. My life is awesome. I get up just enough time to hear guys go off the air. And then I get, you know, the afternoon guys. Then I get the Blue Chew Choir at 2. And I get my day's
full. Oh, boy. There he is.
Oh, were those shots fired right there? Oh, I think so.
That's good.
You know, Joe thinks he's a better athlete than Jack Fritz.
Jack Fritz is like, he can hit a home run. I listen, I go, it's all great, man. They haven't left the non-reality forever. It's like, great. I listen to Elliot, he can hit home run. I'm like, these people are delusional. They're delusional, and they're running the city.
All right, more delusional, Jack or DeCameron?
DeCameron. Yeah, but I like Mike. But Joe knows what he is. He's like Angelo. He's like, this is what I do. I don't care about anything else.
So
this
Joe is more delusional, but it's no, okay because he knows he's delusional.
They both live in a lifelong hallway, and they ain't leaving it. That's the hallway they live in.
And you know what that hallway is? Is the Severance. For those of you familiar with Severance, I'm in the Severance hallway right now. All right, Al. Yo. Wechter's last day.
Yeah.
I mean, whether you want to take the funny side of it sappy side of it, what are your emotions as Joe now has 1 hour and 52 minutes left in what has been a 38-year career odyssey at WIBA? Yeah.
Well, there's no room left for sap with Conklin here, so I'll go the other way. Well, I mean, I guess you have to look at it like the hardware of the show. Like, we didn't know anything. I still don't. I don't even know how to, you know, red buttons, this, but, and we came in, we didn't know. We were literally, if you were on an airplane, never been on one before, and it landed with no wheels, you'd think, okay, that's the way it is. But Joe would teach us, the wheels have to go down, and this has to happen. Then you have to hit the brake. And how many times Joe would be like screaming, like, "Yeah, what are you guys doing?" Well, I don't know. Seems to be going good. We're just going to keep going. And Joe would be like, he was the radio guy, really knew everything. And I know Jonesy's going to come on, but Jonesy's head was an echo chamber of Wechter.
It's incredible.
Basically what happened. Like, Jonesy wouldn't even know what he was saying.
That's what I love, those jokes.
He literally wouldn't. You could
just say it. It'll be fun.
let me get this right. So, Wechter, you would say something in Jonesy's ear.
Correct.
In real time.
Oh, yeah.
Jonesy would be the only one to hear it.
Only one.
And
only
then
one.
He would just say it a second or two later, he would say it.
And he had no idea what he was saying.
Some jokes he didn't get. Just say it.
Just say
it. And then everybody would laugh and he'd look at me.
That's good.
I like that one.
It was great. No, Joe kept us all straight and narrow. And it was like, and plus, he didn't lose his composure because Angela could be problematic. And Joe would just be like, "Oh, it'll be okay. No worries. I go back there."
Right back at him.
Yeah, yeah. You go back, and then it was like we had a lion tamer.
That was
Wechter. It was great.
Joe, are you enjoying this, man?
I love it. Yeah, it's been. I'm not used to it. That's for sure. I'm not usually the center of attention, so I'm a little bit...
Yeah, me either.
Exactly. Al listened the most to the radio show, the morning show.
Yeah, so. He tried to get me to change my first name to And. And I said, all right.
That's so good.
Wow.
All right, so Al, stick around here. I want to do more with these guys. More with these guys coming up, because we got two more hours with Wechter. 38-year legendary career. Also up ahead, the new Eagles edge rusher, Ojulari, something he said about his game. Got a lot of confidence, I'll tell you that. We'll get to that. What Rob Thompson said about Ranger and the bad back, that and more. Phone calls, Jonesy at 8:30. We got Conklin and Allen studio. Angela's going to be with us in about an hour. Phone calls as well, and your chance to honor Joe Wechter today. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because they are turning excitement up to a higher level for college basketball and obviously the great tournament in the month of March, which really starts today. I mean, I know Tuesday and Wednesday there were games, but let's be real. This thing really cranks up noon today. It gets really real. And the first two rounds are always the best. I mean, these next 4 days are the best. And you can bet these 4 days, the first two rounds, bet on the lowest winning seed of the day. That's the lowest winning seed. And if you're right, you're going to win a share of $1 million in bonus bets. Think about that. Your chance to win a share of $1 million in bonus bets. That is an upset that you certainly will not be upset about. So find the better bets that works for you and lock them in all tournament long at FanDuel.com/hammer. Of course, you can always try to figure out who's going to cut down the nets, who's going to win it all, and lock that team in for a different bet. So find the bet or bets that works for you. FanDuel.com/hammer. That's the spot to bet. FanDuel.com/hammer. America's number one sportsbook, the FanDuel Sportsbook, the app awesome. When you win, they'll get you paid. How fast? Real fast, like immediately, instantaneously, when a game ends. So lock it all in, all tournament long, at FanDuel.com/hammer. Well, good morning to you.
No valley. Oh, no.
Joe Wechter has seen the mountains and the valleys. From a Philadelphia sports standpoint, Joe, there were a lot more valleys and mountains in the 38 years. But think about this.
Thanks for the reminder.
No, hold on. Think about this, Joe. The last season that ended in your tenure in the 38 years with WIP, end it with a Super Bowl championship.
It really does. It hit right? me when it was happening. I was like, this is something that's really yeah. special.
Now, there are those who would claim the Sixers and Flyers seasons have already ended.
Mm.
And so maybe that's not a true statement maybe. Because they kind of ended a couple weeks ago. But we got Wechter in studio with us. We got Conklin. We got Al. Of course, Rhea, James, me, and John. Wonderful to be with you on this really special Thursday morning as we pay tribute to Joe Wechter today. Angelo's going to join us at 9. Jonesy later on today at 8:30. So Jonesy in about 10 minutes. Also, you know, you just heard what Rob Thompson said about Ranger. You can react to that. Let's also listen to Bryson Stott because, you know, we played earlier the audio of his interview with Joe and Hugh earlier this week when he talked about how the injury happened in that at-bat last season. But he also talked in that interview about the mental side of the struggle, both struggling as a hitter, but then struggling mentally with struggling as a hitter, meaning it got... You know, it gets in your head. It stinks to stink. And he stunk for a good portion last year. Here's Bryson Stott yesterday talking about struggling.
How tough of a season was that for you knowing that you were a little banged up and couldn't really say a whole lot?
I mean, it was tough looking up and being like, wow, I'm hitting 220 again. And it was less of my arm hurting. It was more of like I could play and I wanted to play. And Topper has a lot of trust in me, and he knows if I couldn't swing the bat, I would go up and tell him. And but that was the thing. It was like cage and everything was fine, like I said. And I think I got into some bad habits, just subconsciously not wanting to swing and miss. Mm-hmm. Kind of try to see the ball a lot deeper. Then started getting kind of blown away by heaters again. And I think that was just a subconscious thought of, I don't want to swing and miss. I don't want to go get a slider. I don't want to do that. But in the box, I'm not thinking of it. So mm-hmm. it was kind of this weird thing I kind of got myself into. And then I would fly open. I would lose momentum to first and couldn't really hit the ball to left because that was the one I was like, I can't get out there and do it because John, I don't want to swing and miss.
John, that's a fascinating dynamic. If you know the pain comes from the
so
swing and miss, you'd be less likely to swing.
Yeah.
And if you're less likely to swing, you're not the aggressive in charge of the at-bat type hitter you want to be. I thought that answer really explained a lot.
There's so much that we don't think about what these guys have to deal with on a daily basis. And for me, this really does tap into something that I, as a football guy, dealt with regularly. Mm-hmm. It's just like, what do I have to do today to just be able to go out there and practice? Like, how do I have to rig myself so that I'm able to get out there and practice to give my teammates the best me?
Yeah.
You know, it's like I'm going to put back plasters, not on my back, but all over my groins and hamstrings just to make sure that my like tweaked groins and hamstrings make it through practice. Guys, they have to deal with so much.
Mm-hmm. Well,
look at
Jalen Hurts in 2023.
Yes.
I feel really confident now having seen how spry he looked in 24.
Yes.
He was banged up in 23, didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And it compromised
we'll
him.
I don't know exactly what the full extent, the litany of, like, that list of injuries, we'll never know the full extent of it, but know that he was dealing with a lot.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. 215-592-9494. You can pay tribute to Wechter, comment on the Philly sports scene. Also, the NCAA tournament, which really, for practical purposes, starts in 3.5 hours. I know the last 2 days technically count, but, you know, today's the day it cranks up. Two different Twitter poll questions of the day related to the tournament, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from Armin Chevy. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question, is the tournament the best annual sporting event? Yes or no? Second poll question, are you excited for this tournament? Three choices, yes, a lot. B, yes, somewhat. C, no. Rhea, is this... Because many people thought for many years this was the best annual event in America. Is this still the best annual event in America, or has its decline, had it gotten passed by something else?
It's the best two first days. I will say that. I mean, just the amount of games, the chance. I remember, what was it, Baltimore County upset, was it Virginia a couple years ago? UMBC?
UMBC.
Yeah, UMBC.
That's right.
Yeah, UMBC.
That's right. It became so much fun because the guy who was running the Twitter account for UMBC mm-hmm. went wild.
I would hope so.
So it was like a lot of fun. But I think these 2 days, because it just goes on, it never stops.
I love it.
Stops.
I will say, I think for me it used to be, but I think the NFL playoffs have passed it.
But this goes for like, I mean, just the amount of time. I mean, you're still going to get a game in the, you know, there's not as many games in the NFL playoffs
That's
as
right.
there are here.
That's right.
And, you know, you're going to get that first round where it's just not even worth watching.
You'll get football playoff games that stink, and you're just like, all right, well, this game stinks. This year, like, oh, let me go to the other game. Let me go to the other game.
Al, what's the best annual sporting event?
Baseball first round. I mean, the NCAA tournament sucks now.
People don't watch baseball first round, man.
Yes, they do.
Not really. It's on TBS.
The drama, the announcers don't even know who they are. When I watch NCAA, you're trying to tell me that the best event is when I turn on TV and nobody's in the stands?
Well, I don't pay attention to that.
Well, I do.
There is some of that.
And plus, it's been ruined by gambling because nobody watches anymore. They just look at their score. All that's college sports has become is a score. It's a score. It used to be I watch St. Joe. I know the players. I don't know. Last time around here, we didn't have a team in and two teams out for the winner. Nothing.
We had nothing.
I would know the players of St. Joe. I would know the players of Villanova. I would know the players at Notre Dame. Now they're gone in a year. All I hear is, oh, I've got this team. They don't even watch the game. They just, oh, did they win? That's it. It's all that matters in that tournament anymore is the result. And it used to be the actual game that you get emotionally invested in.
I got to tell you, Al, if you watch this stuff, though, I think it's still great. Last year's tournament, I liked a lot.
It was fun.
I thought it was really fun, man.
What about the Olympics?
Well, but that's not annual, so that don't count.
All right.
That's
but of course the Olympics are. So Wechter gets the final say on this one right now. Joe, what is the best annual sporting event?
I like the NFL Wild Card Weekend because it's just jam-packed with good football. Usually their teams are good, well matched up. But I understand the first 2 days of the NCAA tournament is pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, let's get to the phones. There's a lot to do here. Jonesy's going to join us shortly.
Oh, God.
Wechter's buddy Randy Brown is on the line right now. What up, Randy?
Hey, good morning. Wow, Rhea, Al, and the great Joseph Wechter Jr. Congratulations, Joe.
Thank you.
Absolutely the glue that held everybody together. And, you know, Joe DeCamera, I got my start on IP in 1996 and took it all the way through and did a lot of great times. And we did the pregame show from the steps of the Spectrum for Eagles games. And, I mean, just crazy stuff. And Angelo was the best man in my wedding, if you can believe it or not, in 2004.
Holy cow.
And the great Joseph Wechter and his beautiful wife were at the wedding with Pete Cherokee and Steve Singer. But the sports fans in Philadelphia have to understand what Joe Wechter meant to WIP. And that's why I'm calling, and not only my friend, but he is as much the morning show as Angelo, Al, and Rhea.
Well, listen, massive part. And, you know, I'm thinking through, Randy, when you reference 87 and Joe's tenure started then. Think about it. This might be the best. Imagine how long Joe's been here. Dr. J was an active athlete.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dr. J was still playing. I mean, Joe, it depends on what part of 87 you came in. Do you know if it was before May or after May?
No, it was before May.
All right. Well, Dr. J was an active Sixer when Joe started at WIP. Think about that. Well, I mean, that's a long time ago.
You feeling old yet, Joe?
I'm feeling every bit of it.
Let's go back to, did you think you were going to die doing the show?
Good time. Exactly.
All right, Randy, we got so many guests we got to get in. Let me move my man.
Congratulations.
But thank you for calling in to Joe today, Randy.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. All right, Joe, another of your buddies is on the line right now.
Oh, boy.
Pete Cherokee from Chickies and Beats. What up, Pete? Peter.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. What a show that is. Listen, I know what it's like to be in there when it's crowded, but it's crazy there today. Unbelievable.
And Wechter's got the mic. I know. That never happens.
And I heard there was Conklin with a loose mic, too. That's not too far either. But I just want to say to Wechter, I wish you a lot of luck. And I know what you do in there every day. People don't realize that you are the maestro. You are the conductor of all the craziness that goes on and all the personalities that you have to deal with. And I feel like I'm losing you to a can of beer down in Wildwood.
The Summer of Joe's coming up. That's what it's going to be.
A can of beer. It's going to be a bucket of beer.
Yeah, it's a little bit more
It's going to be a tub.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know you're a big baseball fan, and I know this year you're really going to enjoy yourself watching the entire season.
Yeah.
Real time. You know, yeah. I heard your story about when you wake up and you took your naps. It's too much to handle for 38 years. I can't believe you did that.
Well,
but nothing but the best, Joe.
Thank you. Thank
nothing
you, Pete.
But the best.
Appreciate it.
Pete, thanks for all you do for WIP, man, and for calling in for Wechter today, man. It's good stuff.
Love you guys. I feel like a part of the family.
Love Appreciate you too, Pete. Stay well, man. All right, Pete, we'll catch up
crab
with you.
Crab fries.
Chickens and Pete's. All right, Pete, stay well, man. Always good stuff. All right, from Randy Brown to Pete to the president of the Philadelphia Flyers,
wow.
And I know he is truly one of Joe's favorite people, one of Joe's closest friends.
Pull my finger.
The president of the Philadelphia Flyers, Mr. Keith Jones.
Give me one.
Jonesy!
How are we doing, guys? What a great person you have there in Joe. There's no doubt. I'm thrilled to be able to call in and talk about him. I owe him a lot. He is one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life, and without him in my headset, I don't know that I would have been that funny on the radio. So thank you, Joe, for all you've done for me, too, buddy. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you, too.
You know, Jonesy, we had a caller earlier, or someone earlier. I forget who it was. Someone referenced earlier that it is possible that if Wechter didn't say all that stuff in your ear that they created funny lines from you on the air, that you may not currently be the president of the Flyers.
That's accurate.
Guy was connecting the dots from this to your rise in national broadcasting, to prominence there that helped you get the Flyers gig. Can you confirm or deny, sir, that such a Wechter comments may have played a big part?
Well, I can't deny it. I can tell you that. I don't know that I can confirm it, but I can't deny it.
So, Jonesy, what's your favorite memory of Wechter in here?
What I really appreciated so much about Joe is that he was always grumpy. It was consistent, and you never really knew where you stood based upon the snarl that he had on his face, which I thought was just awesome. And no matter what you did to try to get him to smile or to calm down, if he was in one of his grumpy moods, he was not going to succumb to whatever you tried to do to get him to crack. So I've always appreciated that. I loved how angry he would get at Angelo, and the two of them would have their fights, and then one of us would have to come in and calm things down. And it was consistent, I'm telling you. But the show would not have been anything like it was without Joe.
Well, here's Joe, did you ever think about quitting out of frustration?
No, I loved every minute here. I really did. It was just part of the whole.
Yeah.
It was the process.
Because Conklin, you thought about quitting at times out of frustration, right? I mean, like,
come
or,
see
or
me.
Get fired.
Come see me. You survived Bigby and Butch.
Yeah, that was not easy.
Jonesy, was there happy Joe Wechter? Do you remember the moments that you know, you'll
no.
for posterity purposes
no.
that you'll take?
No, I can't remember a single moment where I felt like Joe was happy before the show, after the show, or during the show. He's one of the most miserable human beings ever.
Trip up the TO wow. to Toronto.
So true. No glimpse of happiness.
We're honoring Joe today,
years.
Right?
We're roasting him. We're roasting
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he deserves it.
Absolutely told the truth.
WIP style. All right, Joe, what's your memories of Jonesy in here when he started? So his career had just ended soon after his career. All right, he's a broadcaster. What was early Jonesy like, Wechter?
How raw was he?
Well, he was pretty raw, but he came in, and when we knew it was, he had a joke that he told. I'm not sure. I'm not telling that joke now.
You can't even tell that anymore.
I can't tell it anymore. But he said it on the air, and but we didn't know it was a joke. He was telling his story, and we were all buying in on it. And then he hit us with the punchline, and we were like, oh my gosh. So he came in with his own humor. Trust me, everybody. He's a funny man. So that's when I knew we had something, somebody he could play. And he just came in and fit in. He was
buying lunch every day.
But now he's
buying lunch.
No wonder he fit in.
Oh, yeah.
He still had
what kind of lunch we
contract
talking?
To work off. He got hurt.
Joe, was Jonesy the best of the semi-regulars? The one or two? Because we got Ruben and Ben right now. You know, 1 or 2 days a week. Was Jonesy the best of that whole group?
For me, it has
to be. Because I thought so, right?
Yes, because, I mean, I became very close with him. So, yes, I'm going to say yes. But I really adore all these other guys. They really
Billy text Kane. Good answer there, Joe. Look at handled this. That like Hold a pro. On.
I don't get you secret know, jokes you know, in my ears, though.
I don't have the connection to the mic. I'm in a different studio.
You
different
know
producer.
Lying.
It feels
you know
personal.
If he says, when he says he adores somebody.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
exactly.
Be careful there.
I love it. Hey, Jonesy, we want to get you in studio sometime soon, man. Talk some Flyers and catch up with you more. I mean, there's
let's talk some Flyers, Jonesy.
There's a lot to do.
Get Wechter whisper in your ear for that.
I'll wait for the timing on that one.
No, it'll be soon. We're hitting a softer spot in the sports calendar coming up soon.
Sounds good.
But Jonesy, listen, man, all jokes aside, good luck to the squad, obviously, as you guys wrap up a year, and we're looking forward to, you know, hopefully seeing you guys crank it up next year. I mean, really hoping for that.
Yeah. Don't let Ovechkin get eight tonight.
Yeah, he's almost going to get that record. I won't let him do it on my watch.
Okay.
I'll tell you that.
Imagine that. If he's, what does he need, 7 or 8 goals?
Yeah.
Imagine that. He goes for 7 in 1 game. What's the record, by the way? Al, you probably know. What's the record?
6?
I think the Settler had.
7.
It is 7. Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't he have 7-3?
Wow.
I think he had a 10-point game against the Bruins. Yeah. Al's Bruins. Wow, that's the only team. Is that Al's voice in there? Is Al actually in there?
Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah. I'm here, Jonesy.
Oh, listening.
So let me tell you guys one thing. Wechter gets sign-off party. Nobody ever said goodbye to me. That's how important I was. I just left.
Jonesy's done.
Jonesy's done.
Well, you landed pretty good, Jonesy. You landed pretty good, my man.
We'll keep going as long as we can, guys.
Good. Jonesy.
Have a great day, everybody, and congrats, Joe.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Joe, for calling in for Wechter, man. That's good stuff. And by the way, Al, wasn't it Lemieux that scored 5 goals 5 different ways in a game?
Yeah, it ended with the empty net, shorthand, power play, even strength, 4-on-4.
And penalty kill.
And PK, everything.
Only player ever. I think it wasn't 4-on-4. It was the old system when you'd have the rare what's the thing I'm looking for? A penalty, and you get a penalty shot.
Everything. He
was
the
only player
against the Devils,
ever.
I believe.
Yeah, only player ever to have 5 goals 5 ways in a game. Which
yeah, well,
incredible.
Let's hope Ovechkin doesn't do it tonight.
Oh, can you imagine that?
That's an awful feeling. You know, my very first game as a rookie, I took part in allowing Derek Thomas to have one of his record-setting days where he went out. I think he had 6 sacks that day. It was a 6-sacker of a day.
Well, he had 7 against Seattle.
Yeah, but I think at that point in time, it was his most sacks in a day.
Wow.
It might have been the most anyone had ever seen it at any one clump. And it was my first game. And I am a pain protector, guys.
You're the last line of defense.
The last line of defense that they just drafted to come in protect this person.
Well, you know what we
and
need?
After the game,
what?
Al Davis said to me, Al, I saw the man walking through the locker room, and then I saw him fix his eyes on me. And I'm looking behind me, and he's coming directly my way. He says, John, did you know that Derek Thomas was... Were you helping Pat Harlow? Were you helping our left tackle? And I swear I thought I was going to get cut right then and there.
That's
right
brutal.
Then and there by the owner of the team. And luckily...
Well, I got to ask John Fasenda because he's in studio with us right now. So, Fasenda, what was the narration after that game of John Ritchie versus Derek Thomas?
Boom, boom. On this day... John Ritchie goes to hell.
Well much. Done off the cuff. Yeah. We got Conklin in studio, Wechter. Yeah. We got Al. Angelo's going to join us in 20 minutes. Billy King is on the line right now, from a current Flyers president to a former Sixers general manager. Mr. Billy King, one of Joe's great friends. Good morning, Billy.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I had to call in because I dealt with Joe when I was a GM, when at times I didn't want to come in, but he made it smooth for me. But I really got to see his magical work when I got to work there, and he was a legend. I knew he was a legend beforehand, but when I got to work with him, he was a real legend and a pro, and got there early and got everything working. So, Joe, thank you for making, when I came in, my job pretty easy.
I loved having you guys, having you in. It was my pleasure.
Billy, can you imagine he did it for 38 years and 35 in this shift? I mean, 35, waking up at 2:40 a.m.
Well, you know, and I did it for one day a week, getting up at 3:30, and I could barely do it one day a week. For maybe, 2 years, I think it was, but no. But, Joe, you know, the best I think was, and I think you helped do all the, and Rhea, everybody, is during COVID coming in and doing sports with no live sports for 4 hours. That was... the things that you were able to do and be creative to help Angela on the show during that period, because I sat there and said, we talk live sports for 4 hours with no live sports to talk about.
Yeah, that was very
Joe, true. What do you remember of those? I mean, to me, it was somewhere between, well, there were games in June, so it was really 3.5 months with no games. What do you remember, Wechter, about the creativity that went into that?
Well, there was a lot of, because we talked a little bit about the COVID and what was going on.
Yeah. Free agency and the draft helped. I will say they're the two biggest non-game topics annually on WIP. So right away in March, we did a free agency, and in April, we had the lead up to the draft, and then the reaction to Reagor and Hurts, which were both controversial
picks. It made it bigger. I think everybody was able to, because there was nothing else.
I think that
focused
point in time
on it, made a bigger deal of that.
I realized at that point in time that the NFL did a great job of sort of stringing it out, of sort of budgeting their own season. I never thought about it from that perspective before, from the whatever 1,000-foot view, where they are so spread, and there's always something that can that keeps people talking.
Well, John, I was the bonehead, and because it worked out fine the way they rolled it out, but I was the guy that said if they really want to stretch it out, do 10 picks a day. I was like, give me the first 10 picks of the NFL draft on a Monday, the next 10 on a Tuesday, the next 10 on a Wednesday. I mean, Billy, I thought it was a reasonable idea when nothing's going on.
Yeah.
but it could have got a little overkill as you got towards the end.
I know. No, well, I wasn't saying it, doing it for hundreds of picks.
Can I just say Billy helped get us one of the biggest guests ever, and it was during COVID.
Oh, I remember this.
He got us Mike Krzyzewski.
I remember.
Coach K. And he was, like, I never realized how funny he was.
Wow.
And Billy, you know, it's hard for me to give a Duke guy a compliment, but he was one of the greatest guests ever.
Well, and that's the thing about it. He always had that scowl on his face, but he has such a dry sense of humor. And as a player, he had that. But there were times you come in that locker room and you knew, uh-oh, what is he going to say and what is he going to do? But then he would follow it up the next day and be lighthearted. I think that was his mastery. But that I think it was like a 40-minute interview, 45 minutes. But that was what I enjoyed about working with there, working with you guys, working with Joe, is that, you know, doing things like that. I think we had Larry Brown on, but to me, you guys have a great show. I mean, it's Angelo, you know, led it for a long time, and you guys have continued it on. And Joe, I think you've been a big part of it. And man, gonna miss you, man. And stay in touch, and I'll update you on my daughter's field hockey career as she starts.
Thank you. I was going to ask about that. Thanks. Keep me updated.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I will. I definitely will.
Well, Billy,
I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm still, I'm a Philadelphian now. You know, I've been here since '97, and I think I'll be here until God calls me home.
Well, get ready for you and Larry Brown to run the Sixers again, because there's a lot of us calling for a change. I'm just going to drop that in there.
I'm back.
And Rhea, I know you got Duke winning in your bracket, so I appreciate you doing that.
No, I actually picked out a bracket for a friend of mine, and they go, why didn't you pick Duke? And I said, oh, I have them in the final, but I'll never pick Duke to win, ever, ever.
Hey, Billy, I'm still annoyed at you for shutting down Mark Maken in 88.
That's it.
That's a whole. That
wasn't cool at all, man.
No,
not
it's really
cool
not
at all.
Cool. I thought you were pro-Philly, Billy. What the hell, man?
I am, but back then I wasn't. But now I'm
a king.
I'm a king.
Yeah.
All right, Billy, stay well. Thanks for calling in on Wechter's Big Day, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Billy.
All right, bye-bye. All right, there he is, Mr. Billy King. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in 1 minute, the newest Eagle, Ojulari, edge rusher. Good at getting after the quarterback, not so good against the run. What he said about his game, his style, you'll hear that coming up in 1 minute's time.
My family and I have busy schedules with work, sports, school, hanging with friends. Sometimes we need a quick meal, but I don't want to sacrifice quality, taste, and freshness. And I don't have to, and neither do you, because Wild Fork Foods has you covered. They have over 125 quick and easy meals, just heat and serve. I love it. And my kids, they love the chicken pot pie, family size, just $14.98. You can't go wrong with the vegetable fried rice, 1 pound pack for only $5. You should try the shrimp wontons, 10 pieces, just $5.98. They even have items for your picky eaters, family sized baked mac and cheese, just $14.98. The shepherd's pie is my favorite. They even have a variety of pizzas too, like four cheese, margarita, mushroom, and truffle. Don't sacrifice quality and freshness just because you're busy. Visit one of Wild Fork Foods' 5 Greater Philadelphia locations or shop online for same-day delivery straight to your door. Visit wildforkfoods.com today.
All right, Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie with a packed house in here. Angelo in 15 minutes to honor Wechter. Let's listen to the newest Eagle, Ojulari. So, got to get after the quarterback. Got to also stop the run, though. I always find it awkward for a player, really anyone in any walk of life, but especially a player when he has to comment on himself, like, what are you good at? It's a little weird, you know? Like, I mean, the hammer enjoys it.
I was just about to say, you never do that.
Well,
so.
I mean, but I do that
for
beat the hammer. I don't so really do that. Like, I stick it cooking.
Oh, you don't?
I stick
you
it
talk about
out.
What a great athlete you are. No, you compared yourself to Michael Jordan and Wayne Gretzky and that.
Sports trivia, yes.
Not just a sports trivia.
I'm not saying I'm a great athlete. I'm saying I'm a better athlete than Fred.
Yesterday, you compared yourself to Brandon Graham during we were talking about his retirement.
Well, being doubted.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, so what are we talking about here?
We're talking about comps that are at pro.
You should say crazy. I completely understand when athletes get asked this.
The thing that's crazy, though, is Joe says the guy who played sports in college.
Low level.
Okay. The guy who played sports in
low
college.
Low level sports.
The guy who played sports in college. Didn't play at as important a level as he did.
Well, I don't think I've said that. I just said I think I can beat him in more sports than he can beat me. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm going to win all the sports. I'm not saying if we do five, I go 5-0. I'm saying I think I will win a majority of the sports. Look,
because
we'll know in the next
couple
of months.
You used your sports aptitude for sports in middle school.
Yeah. I was really more reading the paper on the can at that point. I kind of gave up. Yo, Wechter, tell me if you agree, because Rod Lakin, our esteemed program director, is looking for a name for this me versus Fritz thing. I've come up with one, the hammer versus the tool.
Oh, come on, dude.
Wow. What do you think, Wechter? Does that work?
That's in your favor.
The hammer versus the tool.
Which one's the tool?
Right. Yeah.
What about the great indoorsman part? What about the D-camera?
The great indoorsman.
Yeah, it's the best nickname we've come up with.
The great indoorsman.
Versus the big mouth.
I don't know, the college
right.
athlete.
How about the big mouth versus the big mouth? All right, all that said, Ojulari was talking about his own game. Gets a little weird when someone is sort of complimenting himself, and he did, but he does sound confident. Here's Ojulari, new edge rusher, on his game.
What do you think are your strengths in terms of run defending and also actually as an edge rusher?
Yeah, I feel like I'm a versatile player. I'm a physical guy. I don't shy away from no type of contact. I'm an attack first type mentality guy. I could set the edge. I could tackle. I could rush the passer. I could bend. I feel like I could do it all.
Yeah, I can do it all, John. Even the hammer doesn't say I can do it all.
No, you compliment yourself all the time.
Yeah, but I said I'm a man for all seasons. I never said I can do it all.
You compare yourself to Michael Jordan on a daily basis.
What is the difference between I can do it all and a man for all seasons?
I can't cook.
What's the difference?
I can't cook, right? I'm horrible with physical labor. I'm horrible with science. Like, I tell you the things I stink at. I mean, I got my weaknesses
now.
Well,
Aziz Ojulari was not given the opportunity.
Yeah, he wasn't asked what do you stink at.
I'm horrible at cooking. I'm bad at science.
All right, by the way, Lane Johnson's been great at both pass blocking and run blocking.
It did sound weird with Aziz,
you know what I'm
having
saying, yeah.
to do what he
All
did.
Jokes aside.
I mean, but it is the question that was asked.
I know.
Sell us on Aziz.
Tell us what you're good at.
Yeah.
It's a little awkward.
It's
right.
tough.
Lane obviously has done it at an extremely high level for a long time. He and Jake Elliott are the only two left that won the Super Bowl in 2017. Lane is the longest tenured Eagle. I think Sean Couturier, is the longest tenured Philly athlete.
Yep, 2011,
right?
He was here.
All right. But Lane, the guy that's been around the longest with the Birds, interesting answer from Lane yesterday.
Do you think it will be lonely to be the last guy standing?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yeah, I mean, it'll be a different, you know, a little bit different even with Kels gone this year. It'll be another piece, you know, with BG, same way it was with Fletch. The good thing about it is I know that if they're not here in the building, they'll be close by. So, you know, that's really what I'm looking forward to. You know, I'm happy for these guys. They're making a new transition into something else. And, yeah, man, I'm very happy to be a part of their journey and getting to witness and everything that they've achieved.
That's Lane Johnson yesterday. So I got to turn from Matt to Wechter to ask Joe this question. Okay. I mean, what's the transition? There is one. Joe, you've been and currently are, but will not be in 2 hours, the longest tenured WIP employee. Who gets the mantle? Now, you got the Joni Mack was here and then gone.
Correct.
So it's not continuous.
Not continuous, no.
So who's Conklin was here and then
Spike?
Gone. It's probably Al or no for continuous.
Rhea. Oh, it's Rhea. Rhea.
It's
definitely Rhea.
Rhea, is it Al or you?
Or is it
Sonny Hill? Like, I don't know. But
I have like 28 straight years in August on the morning show, but I was gone. I went for a little bit because Big V wouldn't put me on the air until I had experience, which was stupid. I had to get my shot. But I was a producer for 3 years.
But
you were
here the whole time.
So
what was your first year?
91, 92.
All right, was Al here when you got here?
Yeah.
So Al's been the whole time. Yeah, so he precedes you. Al versus Sonny Hill, does anyone know?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I don't know how long Sonny's been here.
I think it's still, it should be, I think it's Al still. I think we had a morning
Al pitched the format.
Yeah.
It was Al's idea.
So Al
was
gets
it really?
Yeah.
Doing the morning sports page stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
So Al's going to have the mantle. He'll be king of the hill.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say Al.
And pass it along to TK.
Yeah, someday. Wechter, I'm still amazed that you started here before Dr. J stopped playing. That blows my brain away. I mean, John, Dr. J was a long time ago.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
Remember Dr. J with the short hair and it was gray and he was no longer flying high.
Wilson Good was the mayor.
Wilson Good was the mayor. Wilson Good was the mayor.
Dr. J with the gray. Yeah.
That's amazing. Anyway, all right, since 87 with Wechter. 215-592.
And then we had the next mayor as a regular.
Rendell.
Yeah, yes, sure. Rendell. And the governor. Yeah.
And of Rendell course. Married me, so. I mean.
Yes, he did.
He beg your pardon?
He officiated?
Yes.
He officiated. That's
phrasing
great.
There, yeah.
All right. It wasn't legal then, Joe.
There you go. The big guy, Angelo, in studio coming up next to pay tribute or to rip Wechter. We'll see what Angelo's got up his bag of sleeves. Whatever I'm trying to say.
Bag of sleeves.
Whatever it is.
Nailed that one.
Bag of sleeves,
Angelo.
Baby.
In next, and phone calls as well. And also, you know, everything we're doing on the Phillies and Eagles today also. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie with Wechter in studio on 94 WIP.
Here's what's happening at Borgata, where we will be tomorrow morning, every Friday. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands bring excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting, and you are only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars and live music, big name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Visit theborgata.com for more details.